Okay, we're holding on Tesla Manala, we're holding in the Rosh and the Gemara. Omer Rav. Yom Shibim Erla Lakan Lakan. So Rav says that the Yom Shibim can be counted for the Zeris as day 70 of his counting of the Zeris of 100 days. It also counts as day 1 of the Zeris that he undertook when his son is born. In Bela Leben, so the child was born then. So Yom Ayin Bechlal, Yom Ledes Aben, Bela Lekan Lekan. 7 days had passed before he, since he started his years and the child was born. The child was born on day 70. It counts for both. Ketza, Bela Leben, Yom Ayin. So let's work out the case. The child is born on day 70. He counts for 2 days. It counts for the Naziris that he made, his personal Naziris that he made, probably Naziris. So, as if he completed 70 days. Even though he only had a partial day, that's enough. Besides, for other Lord Naziris Benoi, and the end of the day after the child is born counts for the beginning of the Naziris for the son. And now he counts him there. Counts him there 30 days. Day 70 being day 1. There's a gears over the here of Im Yom Kuf. Megalech, but Yom Kuf, and therefore he can now comes out that day 99 he finished his Naziris, because day 70 is day 1. He needs 29 more days. So that's 99 days. He's finished his Naziris of 30 days, and day 100 is day 31, which is the day that he brings the Korbanos and cuts his hair. Megaleach v'yom kuf tahinu lamed aleph v'naziris benoi v'yom kuf v'naziris soi havi k'mo yom kuf aleph. It comes out the day 100 is really like day 101. Kim yom ayin oyle loy gam v'naziris benoi. So day 70 is counted twice. It's counted as day 70 of his personal, the first personal Naziris. It's counted as day 1 of the son. And then it works that not only does it work as day 1 for the son, it also works as day 1 for his 30 days that he has to keep more of his Naziris. Okay, now, so it comes out, he's really, cutting short his Naziris of 100 days by a day. So, behind the time of, so how are we going to allow this? Mishum de Minaraisa, much of the Galech B'yam Kuf, the Mitzvah Z'yam Kekuloi, that Rav holds Mitzvah Z'yam Kekuloi, and really Minaraisa, he can really, and they even hit the zeros of 100 days, unless he said a language of 100 full days or something like that. 100 days means he can cut his hair on day 100, because we have a rule of Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi. But Umi Rabbanan who the Itzrich Lamtuni Ad Yom Kufalov, that which you have to wait till the following day is only Umi Rabbanan. Also a case where he would use a language which would require shleimim. There is, even though stam naziris, if he says a number, he can the last day mitzvah kekuloi. But mirabbanan will say, if he says a language of 100 full days, mi'eis le'eis, whatever language he uses, then he can't cut his hair on day 100. You have to wait to day 101. So they are said always mirabbanan. In this case, v'halcha ukmiyad deraisa. So that's according to the Peshat that the Rosh brought Tosfos is pshat that he keeps the 30 days within the 100. He only keeps 100 days. Leading Pirush Akar, the other pshat that I told you before, that he ends up with 130 days. So Yom Ayin Maslo and Zeris Benoit. So he has 70 days for that he's done already of his Zeris of 100. And day 70 is also day 1 of the Zeris for the sun. And therefore he completes that on day 99. On day 100 he cuts his hair and he brings Kabbalahs. Shehu Yom Lamed Aleph Nazirus Benoit. And now Umashim Lamed Nazirusoi. And then day 100 is also day 1 of his 30 days that he has to finish off, that he has left from his Nazirus of 100 days. He did 70 already, he needs 30 more. Well, day 100 is day 1, so day 129 is day 30. And he's finished on day 129, he's finished. So comes out, Umashim is Yerusha and Nimsan, Shaviach Yemech. He gains a pshat, he gains one day. Zatarash, the Purusha Kama Tema, who Shin Yerm Echad, Beamson, is Yerusha, Elelo Lishnaim. According to the first pshat, that day 70 should be day 70 for his Naziris of 100 days. And day 1 of the Naziris of the sun, that maybe I can live with, but you're saying, and therefore it also works as a double day for the Naziris of 100 days. That's a Kiddush. Like, why? That's a very big Kiddush, so why should we do that? He already said in the Mishnah that he really feels that the other pshat is the correct pshat. Iskur isker, he gained. This is not just the language that he didn't lose.
What other pshat does he feel is the correct pshat?
That he keeps 130 days, not 100
days.
129 days? What? There is two pshatim in the Mishnah, whether the 30 days of the sun can be included in the 100 days.
Yes.
Or that it's 100 days and 30 days. The Rosh feels that pshat is correct. Okay. So the Morris Kasha is, according to what Rav is saying, it's not just that he doesn't lose, he actually gains. So he should tell us that. So Morris says, we didn't hold the listening of Ayin. Okay. Now, is that I have in brackets, so I'm not sure if you have it in your version. It says, Kitzer HaTalmud, the Mora is speaking in a brief language. Mikilo Omar, it's if the Mora said, Klamer Medinhu, La Lisni Ad Shivim, La Hipsit, Ella Havalishus Ad Ayan Herviach. The language, you really should not use the language of La Hipsit, but rather she used a language of until up to day 70 he actually gains a day. But since in the second half of the Mishnah Acher Ayin is Soyser Shehu Mavsid Tani Reisha Nami Lo Hipsid Beladavke Ela Af Marviyachu. So the language of the Mishnah sounds like he doesn't lose, but he doesn't gain. According to Rav, he gains. The Mishnah means that. So why do you use the language of not losing? Because in the second half, it's contrasting with the Sefer, where there he actually is losing. In the Mor Satoshim Sefer, so from day 70 and onwards, after day 70 and onwards, day 71, so he loses. So Mor says, but the Rosh says that the Mor is asking the Rav, so why did day 71 he doesn't lose? Day 71 is 71 days from his first Naziris, and it's day 1 of his Naziris for his son. That's day 1, so day 100 is day 30, so now he's completed 100 days of his Naziris according to that the first shot of the Rosh, and 30 days of the son. say 100. He's got no, he hasn't lost anything. And according to the other pshat, that he's completed 70 days of his own, 30, now he keeps 30 for the son, so now he's at day 100, and he needs 30 more of his own. Since he needs, that's 130, so that's exactly what he said, 100 for this and 30 for that. So where's the hefset? My sister, Ray Muvla, Naziris Benoy, B'tzeich HaKuf. That's the Morris Kash. That the Rosh, according to the Pshat, according to the my Pshat, so I get it. You've done 70 days of his own. Thirty for the son, and then 30 more. So what, you're not losing anything. But according to Rav, that's not correct. According to the Lipshad, the Morris Kasha is not correct. Because we said, according to the other pshat, once it's after some point, whatever the number is, let's say day 80, so he cannot fit his 30 days in the zeros into the days in the zeros for the 100 days. So once it doesn't fit at all. So that's a loss, a very big loss. He lost 10 days, right? Or he lost 30 days. But according to what Rob says, and they 71, so the Rosh said before, it comes out that the last 30 days do double duty, and as a zero of 100 days, he gains a day. He actually gains a day, because when the child's born on day 71 counts as day 71 for his first 100 days. It counts as day one for the son, and it counts as day number one again for the rest of his 100 days. So in day 71, he doubles up. He only needs 99 days. It comes out he finishes his own Naziris on day 99. He finishes the Naziris of the son on day 100. They don't fit together. Tame of the Rav, Elohim of Loyim, Yemen Naziris Benoy, Besuch Yemen Nazirusoy, Yemen Nazirusoy, Shalmi Yem Sarites, Kim Yemayan Aleph, Oilo, the Bez Yamim Nazirusoy, Mizay Naziris Benoy, Shalmi Ad Yem Kuf. So even though he fulfills his 100 days in 99, but that which he says, I think that he means is like this: that which we said when a person says 100 and then he says 30, the 30 is included in the 100, but it's only if the 30 fits into the 100. That's only what the netter was, not how he actually fulfills it. That's a sore in das. I'm saying 100 days and I want 30 of those to go for my son. Well, that's exactly what he, so as far as he's concerned, if he can fit both of these into 100 days, not 99, but 100, he's happy. So he didn't mean to be mechayev himself more. So even though halachically he completes the 100 days at 99, but since we saw the neder shaboy, his 30 fits into 100, he didn't mean to be saying, I mean, well, if it doesn't fit, I want a 30 being separate. So what we learned in the Mishnah, if it fits in the 100, I want it to be part of the 100. If not, I want it to be separate. Well, it fits into the 100. So into the 100 doesn't mean the 100 that he does, but the 100 that he commits to.
Each day,
Rosh the second teretz l'chara makes a lot of sense. What's this cheshbon of Rav that we're saying a bit kiddush that since these days count the 30 days for the sun, they can also count the 30 days for the naziris of 100. Now I'm asking you, they don't fit. Well, if they don't fit, the kasha was the day 71 for the 100 days counts twice. It counts as day 71. Then it counts as day one for the Naziris of the sun. And agav that, it counts as day one for the Naziris for 100, the last 30 days of the 100 days. Well, if you tell me that the 30 of the sun don't fit in, and therefore the sun's 30 days have to be counted separately, then day Ayin Aleph is not doing double duty. It only counts as one, not as two, even for the Naziris of 100. So it comes out they only finishes that on day 100, which is the day that he finishes the 30 for the sun. So on day Ayin Aleph, you're asking me that that he should lose because it doesn't fit in. It does fit in, because the only way it fits in is by counting his double duty for the 100 and for the sun, but not for the 100 for the sun and agav that for himself, another only one calendar day twice for the 100 days. Then it counts twice. By counting it twice, so it's like a catch 22 or 71. Easy. So 70 days he's completed for his nazir, his own naziris. Day 71 counts as the day one for his son. He counts from day 71 to day 100 is 30 days. And then he adds the 30 more days that he's missing for his own, and he has 130 days. So what did he lose? Some more answers. My acher. Gershonella loy beyom ayin beis. Some more says, so why the mission, if this is true, Mishnah could have said, until Ayin Aleph, you're not mafsid. From day Ayin Aleph and onwards, you're mafsid. So why does it write it as written? When it says the word acher, it doesn't mean acher acher. It means acher. The Mishnah clearly is not according to what Rav says. Rav coming on Mishmaita. The Islay, the Yom Echad, Arla Lebeis Yomim, Aliba Deman. Where does he get such an idea? Because that's where we're at in the Gemara. Okay. The thought of the Rosh of the gifts of the Rosh and the Gemara, we have the Chayn Masnisa and the Rav. The Rosh is the Girsa Masnisa and Lesa the Rav. Okay. So the verse is Rav Amar Rav Kaman Amar the Shemaita. So then, if the mission is not like Rav, so Rav can only say his Shita if he has a Tana which supports it. So who's this Tana? See Ilema. So maybe it's the following. So now we're gonna. Assume that the concept of Mixer Yom Kekuloi, which we're discussing over here, it's not limited only to Naziris. It can apply to other areas of Halacha as well, and then if it's true over there, it's true in Naziris. Maybe you'll tell me the Rabbi is going like Abishol. So what did Abishol say? Etnan, a Kavris Mesoi. So Hilchos Avelis. So Kavris Mesoi Shloisha Yomim Kadam L'Regel. So the Halacha that when Yantav comes, the velus, the halachas of a velus end. So he's keeping shiva. When yantar comes, the shiva ends. But the man of gzeira shiva. So the halachas of what's called shiva are bottle. Shmera yamim, kadem of the ragel. If the kavura takes place 8 days before yamtiv. So, but the men of Gzeris Shloishim. So the shiva he kept 7 days. And now, day eight is the first day of the Shloishim. So he's kept the dinim of Shloishim for 1 day. When Regal comes, it interrupts the Shloishim. It's Mevatel the Shloishim. And what's the Saper Erba Regal? And he's allowed to get a haircut. But he can't get a haircut during Shloishim. Well, the Shloishim is over. So not only is the Shloshim over when Yantar starts, but he's even allowed to get a haircut. They allowed him to get a haircut Erev Yantar.
That doesn't apply to the first case with the 3 days?
No. Because the Isser Shloshim still exists. So
there you're just cutting off Shiva.
So it only cuts off the Shiva, but over here it cuts off the Shloshim. So we say, no, we don't wait till the regular. We then say, we'll move it back a little bit, let him get a haircut as well. Okay, now v'im lo yisipur erev regel, also the sapur achar regel. So the Tanakhama says that this halacha that regel is mevatel is because we wanted to. It's almost worked backwards. It's not, well, once the shloshim is bottle, let him get a haircut also. It's we're mevatel shloshim in order to allow him to get a haircut. Because the covenant of regal is Mekhayev that he should get a haircut. Well, you know what? Didn't take advantage of it. So we say, I'm sorry, sir, after you have to finish off your shloshim. And Sipur Erev Regal, also the Sipur Achar Regal, he can't cut his hair until the end of the 30 days. Avashol Omer, Fil the Sipur Kadam Regal, with the Sipur Achar Regal. No, it's mevatel it totally. Now, that's one argument. That's not the argument which we're looking for. The second argument, shekashem shemitzis shloisha mevatelis gzeris shiva. Keeping 3 days allows for the shiva to be bottled. Kach mitzvah shiva mevatelas gzeres shloshim. So keeping 7 days allows the regel to be bottled shiva.
Yeah, we're saying the shiva is part of the shloshim. Right now we're saying
shiva is part of the shloshim. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So same, but the halachas of shloshim we call the gzeres shloshim.
Okay.
The halachas which apply for the 30 days or the remainder of the 30 days.
Okay.
Avishol says they're bottled if the kavura was 7 days before Yom Tov, because the day of the kavura counts as day one. Erev Yom Tov counts as day seven and also counts as day one of the shloshim. Well, he started keeping the shloshim, so regel is mevatel it. Tanakhama says that the first seven day kavura is day one. Then 6 more days, that's day seven, and then. Once that day ends and the next day starts, so now he started shloshim, and then regel's mevatel. But you need 8 days for the regel to mevatel. And Abishol says you only need 7. My time with Abishol. So you see that day 7 counts as the last day of the 7 days and the first day of the 30 days. So that's this idea. You can use the same day twice. So same thing over here. According to Rav, we can count this 1 day as the last day of a day in the count of the 100 days, and the first day of the zeros of the sun, and then out of that, according to this other, the first round the Rosh is saying, it'll be counted twice for the Naziris, his own Naziris of 100 days. Murray says no. because, like the Rosh explained, according to Rav, according to the Pshat, it only keeps 100 days, not 130 days. This day where the child is born counts twice for his count of 100 days. Maybe I could argue back that this would not be a support. Avishal would not be a support to Rav, because you cannot extrapolate from the lochos of Avelis to the lochos of Naziris. Dilma ad kam lekomer Avishal ella Avelis Zayin, which is the Rabbana. You're dealing with something which is a din Rabbana. So he said, I hold that you can count one day twice. Avav Nazir, but what we're discussing over here is the lochos of Naziris. Beneziris, which is the Raisa, we're dealing with the Din of the Raisa. See, even if I'll argue, like the Rosh said, that they're meeker than a person can really cut his hair the last day. Because you say, Mirabonon, Miraisa, day 100 is the day of Giluach. Only Mirabonon, you need day 101. And over here we're Mekel, but we're starting with something which is Din Deraisa. So we said we're Mekel on that. So you cannot, the fact that we're Mekel on the veils, which is the whole thing is Rabbanon, that you make on the zeros, which the halachas are Deraisa, I can't prove one from the other. Therefore, the verse says you cannot say that the Tana that Rav is relying on is Abishol. Let's hold it here in the Gemara, and we'll catch up on the Rosh tomorrow.